Children's Day in Bullaboo. Here you can see Lassa and Bossa and me and Britta and Inga and Olle. We're the children from Bullaboo. And of course, Kirsten. She's Olle's little sister. She's just 2.5 years old and only half a person, says Lassie. In our village, there are only 3 farms, North Farm, Middle Farm and South Farm. Britta and Inga live on North Farm. Lasse, Bosse and I live on Middle Farm. And Olle and Kirsten live on South Farm. One day, Lasse read in the newspaper that Children's Day was being celebrated in Stockholm. Then Lasse said, "We ought to celebrate Children's Day in Bullaboo too. Let's have a Children's Day for Kirsten." "How?" asked Olle. "How do you have a Children's Day?" "You have lots of fun," said Lasse. "If we do fun things all day long for Kirsten, maybe she'll stop running after us on all the other days when we want to play in peace." And so we had a Children's Day for Kirsten. We started the next morning. We took her breakfast in bed, and while she was eating, we stood round her bed and sang something to her. "The farmer went into the forest, hidey-hi, fol-de-rol." Kirsten didn't understand, but she thought hidey-hi sounded very nice. Then we began to do fun things. Lasse had read in the newspaper that the children in Stockholm could ride horses when it was Children's Day. "We'll do that straight away," said Lasse. "Kirsten can ride the foal."
"Hidey-hi!" cried Kirsten.
But when Lasse lifted her onto the foal, she started to scream.
"No, no," she kept screaming. "No, no."
Lasse was forced to lift her down again. "Kirsten certainly didn't enjoy that very much," said Olle. "No, she only enjoyed it when the fun was over," said Lasse. Children in Stockholm ride on a roundabout when it's Children's Day, said Lasse. "But we haven't got a roundabout," said Inga. "We'll have to think of something," said Lasse.
How about our swing? Asked Bosse. Heidi, hi! Cried Kirsten when Lasse lifted her onto the swing. But when we started swinging her, she screamed, No, no! Then Aunt Lisa, Kirsten's mum, came and said, Stop doing that! So we stopped doing that. The roller coaster! At least that's a lot of fun, said Lasse. And they have that as well on Children's Day. But how are we going to get that here? I asked. Lasse said we could tie a rope round Kirsten's waist, hang her out of my window, and then keep pulling her up and down. Of course, that's not a real roller coaster, he said. But you take what you've got. Heidi, hi! Cried Kirsten when we tied the rope round her waist. But when Lasse, Bosse and Ulle hung her out of the window and started to pull her up and down, she screamed, No! No! So that people could hear it all over Bullaby. Then Aunt Lisa came and said if we did any more stupid things with Kirsten, we could be in for something nasty. We tried to explain to Aunt Lisa that we only wanted to have a children's day for Kirsten with lots of fun. But then Aunt Lisa said that we could have a children's day in the Bullaboo way. What's that then? Asked Britta. A bit quieter, said Aunt Lisa. Take Kirsten with you and show her the chickens and pigs, for example. But Lasse and Bosse and Ulle didn't want to do it any more. If you have a children's day, just to go and look at pigs, you might as well not bother, said Lasse. But Britta and Inge and I took Kirsten to the chicken run. And fancy that. She thought it was nice. She didn't scream, no, no, anymore. Not even once. We gave her some corn that she could throw to the chickens. Heidi, hi! She cried and laughed. Then we went to see the big sow. She had piglets a little while ago, 9 of them. Kirsten thought it was nice to look at them. Wink, wink, she said. From that you can see she really knew they were pigs. Then we went further on and looked at the little lambs. Kirsten found that very nice too.
Aunt Lisa was right, said Inger. Kirsten prefers this kind of Children's Day. That's obvious.
Britta said, it's best if we show Kirsten everything we've got here in Bullaboo. If we're going to celebrate Children's Day, we must do it properly.
The rabbits, I said. Our rabbit hutches are behind the pigsty. We went there with Kirsten and we gave her some lettuce leaves which she could push through the bars. Rabbits are so sweet when they're eating. Of course, Kirsten thought that too.
Bow wow, she said to my big brown rabbit.
She thought it was a dog. Then we let Kirsten play with the kitten. We tied a piece of paper to a string, and Inger showed Kirsten how to run with the string. Straight away, the kitten ran after it and tried to get hold of the paper. Then we fetched all our dolls and carried them out to the elder bush, where we have a table and chairs. Kirsten was allowed to play with all our dolls, Britta's, Inger's and mine. If we're going to celebrate Children's Day, we must do it properly, said Inger. We went to our mother's and got some fruit juice, cinnamon buns and gingerbread, and had a party for Kirsten under the elder bush. We pretended that the dolls also drank fruit juice and eat cinnamon buns. Kirsten enjoyed that. She spilled a glass of juice over her dress, but she only cried, "Heidi, hi!" and was just as happy. Then Lasse, Bossa and Ole came. They had cobbled together a cart out of an old wooden box and put wheels under it. Bossa collects old wheels and such things. Not every day is Children's Day, said Bossa. So you have to make a few sacrifices. We put Kirsten in the cart and pulled her all through Bullaboo and sang. The farmer went into the forest, hidey-hi, fol-de-rol.
Hidey-hi, cried Kirsten.
She'd certainly never had such a fun Children's Day. But then she was so tired that all she could do was yawn. And so we took her home to Aunt Lisa. And when Aunt Lisa put her to bed, she went to sleep in no time at all. But Lasse and Bossa and I and Britta and Inger and Ole climbed up into the big cherry tree and sat there the whole evening eating cherries. We reckoned that it had been
a really nice Children's Day.